And today we'll focus on U.S. Representative from Ohio and Democratic presidential candidate Tim Ryan. To do that, let's talk with Sarah Taylor. Sarah Taylor is an editor at public radio WKSU in Kent, Ohio, currently a broadcast and digital editor at WKSU. Previously, she worked in commercial TV in the Youngstown market. That's Ryan's hometown, as a matter of fact, for 12 years as an anchor and reporter. Sarah Taylor, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, Ben. I'm glad to be here.
Take us back to Tim Ryan's rise there in Ohio, his earlier days. How did he make a name for himself?
You know, he was involved in a race, his first race for the U.S. House of Representatives, that was very interesting. He took on a well-known politician who was from the Akron area, and the big issue that decided that race was NAFTA. That politician, whose name was Tom Sawyer, supported NAFTA, and Tim Ryan ended up beating him in the Democratic primary for the seat. And the reason that he went against that fellow was because the district was reconfigured to include parts of Akron, which is a bit west of Youngstown. So Tim Ryan won that seat and has maintained it ever since, even though it has been kind of redrawn a little bit. But he was really made a name for himself in that race by defeating that well-known politician, Tom Sawyer, and has continued to do well in that district and really hasn't had a formidable opponent since then.
Mm-hmm. Talk about his leadership style. How would the people of Ohio view his leadership and in connection with why he seems to be elected easily again and again?
I think he really tries to connect with his constituents in a way that people like. He listens to them and acts in Congress accordingly. He supports labor unions. This is a big area where there is a large working class, and he speaks out for them. And so I think that that is appealing to his constituents. And something that he said to us when we talked about to him recently regarding the big parade and display that the president was having for July 4th, he talked about how President Trump always makes it about himself, and it's not his style, Tim Ryan's style, which is to be more of a servant leader and to bring up people around you.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more, if you could, Sarah, about the policies Ohioans connect with Tim Ryan.
The labor unions are big supporters of him, and he has, championed their cause in Washington as much as he can. One of the big things that we've been dealing with in our area is the closure of a major employer, the GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, which made the Chevy Cruze, and that stopped production in March. And over a period of 2 years, about 4,500 workers lost their jobs. So he has continued to try and encourage the president to don't forget about Lordstown and try to help bring another plant or another product to that facility. So labor and, the economics of the working class are big causes of his. He talks a lot about his family being blue-collar workers who worked in factories, and he will never forget them. That's what he talks about a lot. And he's proposed a plan to revitalize American manufacturing and try to look to the future and renewable energy and electric vehicles and things that could potentially be opportunities to encourage manufacturing in those sectors. Other issues, he's talked about health care. He's a big supporter of the ACA, would like to open up Medicare. He's big in education as well. His wife is actually a first grade teacher, and he supports the social and emotional needs of students, too, of trying to address those, like with more counselors in schools.
Mm-hmm. What are the successes that he loves to point to, as any politician? What are the successes at the top of his list when he talks?
I would say, there have been successes in getting funding for Youngstown for big projects. One of the ones that they got a $10 million grant from the Transportation Department to try to build this smart network of transportation in the downtown of the Youngstown area. And there's a tech incubator in Trumbull County that he's been a big supporter of. So those types of economic development projects are the things I think that he would point to the most as being successes.
Mm-hmm. When he's faced criticism, which every leader in office does, what is he criticized for?
I, you know, in the Youngstown area, I don't know that he has experienced, like I said, he's won easily his seat, and he's pretty well liked, I would say. You know, in the most recent presidential debate, Tulsi Gabbard criticized him because he misspoke or, you know, implied the Taliban was involved in 9/11, and he really kind of, his communications person tried to really position a strong response to that in saying, you know, she seized on something incorrectly and tried to make him look foolish. And, you know, I think he's trying to be stronger in the national arena because he's not really well known outside of Northeast Ohio, even statewide in Ohio, he's not really that well known. So I think he's trying to push himself out there a little bit further and getting some lessons in how to deal with that criticism, because I don't think he's faced that a lot in his home district.
Right. And do you get a sense from the people in his district or in Ohio that that it was a surprise that he wanted to launch himself onto this national stage?
Well, I don't think it was a surprise. I think people have seen that he's had these types of aspirations. You know, in 2016, he took on Nancy Pelosi in trying to become the Speaker of the House. So he has had, you know, big goals and dreams, and I think people are aware of that. So I don't think it was a huge surprise. And I think that he decided to do it when Sherrod Brown, who's kind of a little bit of a more high-profile statewide Democrat in Ohio, elected not to pursue the Democratic nomination.
Right. In these series of conversations, Sarah, our Home State View series, we like to ask those who know about the candidates, Tim Ryan in this case, about the people the candidate surrounds himself with. Who are the people he puts on his team? Does he build an effective team?
From everything that I've seen, I think he tries to maintain a loyalty to the Mahoning Valley, which is the area he serves, and that he pulls people that he can trust. Early on, one of his communications people was a former high school teacher of his from John F. Kennedy High School in Warren, Ohio. Yeah.
Really?
And he had him on staff for quite a while. And his staff, a lot of the staff come from the district, so he tries to represent the district well in the people who he employs. And I would say that, you know, in the Youngstown area, it's really kind of a, they've been through a lot. You know, the steel mills pulled out of there and left kind of an economic disaster there.
Sure.
And there is a kind of a loyalty factor, I think, that plays into life there when you live there and are from there. And I think that he represents that well.
Mm-hmm. And when you're one-on-one with him in a room or he's in a hall addressing constituents, what's he like?
He's very personable. And one of the things that you will hear from people is that he really does listen. And, I mean, even his wife said that was one of the things that appealed to her, is that when he addresses people or when people address him, he really gives them his full attention. And I think that is, he has a charisma about him, and people do like that about him, that they feel like he listens to them, and he's very personable. He interacts very well with people and speaks well.
Okay. Sarah Taylor, before we say goodbye, I wonder if you can pull up from your memory or something you can share about Tim Ryan that is perhaps a lesser-known fact about the congressman, and interesting sidebar about him or his candidacy.
I don't know that it's that little known, but he is very into mindfulness, and he's actually written a book called A Mindful Nation. And one of the things he's doing right now, because, you know, he's on the ropes here. He may not make it to the September debate, but he's inviting donors to contribute and be entered into the opportunity to do yoga with Tim. So.
All right. Very good. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think a lot of us learned something new about Tim Ryan. Many things in this conversation, as a matter of fact. Sarah Taylor, editor at WKSU Public Radio, based in Kent, Ohio. Sarah, thanks for taking the time to share our home state view of Congressman Tim Ryan.
Thank you so much.